I've got another bug question here from James McAward, or McAward, I'm not sure how you say it, in New York. And he says, we get bacteria in our gut. Where does it come from? Is it from our mums in the womb? Does it come from the environment after we're born? Or is it dropped off by the stork, Chris?
Well, it'll probably surprise you to learn that we're actually passengers in our own body. So if you count the number of bacteria that live on us and in us, there are roughly 50 times as many of them as there are cells in our entire bodies. And there are roughly 10,000 trillion cells in a human. So that's a lot of bacteria. Where do they come from? Well, the answer is when a baby first pops out, if assuming it comes out the normal way, its first taste of life is quite literally a mouthful of muck. And it's its mum's muck. It's bacteria and other debris that are all over the pelvic floor and perineum of the mother. So when the baby comes out, those bugs that are there on the mum go into the baby and they get washed down into the stomach and then into the intestine where they take root. And the reason that babies can do that, but in us, most bacteria you swallow get killed, is because in babies they don't have much stomach acid at that stage. So the bacteria can very easily get in and settle down into the gut. And after a few years, they develop and turn into a very unique spectrum, which is almost as unique to you as your fingerprint is. Now, if you come out via different routes, say you have a caesarean, then the kinds of bacteria that a baby picks up will be different, and that's been demonstrated. And because of the spectrum of bacteria being a bit different, there can be consequences for your risk of future diseases, including things like getting allergies and also having bouts of diarrhea. And recent studies have shown that babies born by caesarean section are actually twice as likely in their first year of life to have doses of diarrhea and to have allergic reactions and things. So coming out the right way and getting a mouthful of muck, unless you absolutely have to come out the wrong way, is probably the best way. That's the best I can probably offer on that. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much also to our contributors this week. I have to say a big thank you to Robinson Fulweiler, to John Pygott and Chris Durden, and also to our wonderful production team, Diana O'Carroll, Ben Bousler, Mira Synthelingham and Petro Minch. We're back next week with one of our science Q&A shows, so as any science question goes, all you have to do is email me, chris@thenakedscientists.com, and we'll have a go at it for you. Until then, take care and have a very good week. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.